This is Bill Messerly, the Executive Director for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. We're excited to bring you a special Frontline of Hope update from Bishop Robert J. Brennan, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus, for today, Tuesday, March 31st. Welcome, Your Excellency.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, things continue to unveil themselves as Governor DeWine and other officials speak about the progress of the coronavirus. Tell us a little bit about what you're watching as it relates to that.
Well, you know, I'm certainly encouraged by some of those numbers in the sense that it appears that the restrictions he's asking of us and the sacrifices that we're all making are having some kind of an impact. I mean, the suffering is still very real, but I think the numbers are far less of a spike. So let's hope that that continues to be the case, and let's be united in prayer very, very much for those who are suffering, for those who are ill, especially for the families and those who are ill who are separated because they can't get to visit their loved ones. And we pray for all the healthcare workers on the front lines at the hospitals who are really going the extra mile and taking educated risks. They're being very, very careful, taking all the right precautions. They're acting with wisdom and prudence, but still, they're out there on the front line of hope, as we say, looking after people. So while we acknowledge the very real suffering of the people who are going through things right now, and we're united with them in prayer, let's be hopeful and see if we can't beat this thing a little bit.
And I believe Governor DeWine yesterday extended the date for schools to be closed until May 1st?
Yes, he did. He indicated that. And so, of course, our own schools follow suit. We also have no school as a result. We follow that guidance. That's part of our responsibility. And yet, I wouldn't say that school is out. You know, last week was the scheduled spring break. And so the faculty used that time to regroup. You know, they had a week or so of online teaching, and then had last week everyone was off observing the original spring break, but the teachers were using that time really to prepare to make the time back now substantial and to work hard to educate. And I just want to give a shout out to the teachers and express my appreciation to all of them because, you know, we all have to balance out the responsibilities now of being at home and having our own families and the responsibilities of taking care of everybody at home. But then all at the very same time, the professional responsibilities of educating children and making sure that the message gets through and doing so in new ways. So my hat's off to our faculty and all the different staff and administrators in our schools who have been incredibly creative and generous and are working hard to balance it all out.
You're listening to the Frontline of Hope update from Bishop Robert J. Brennan. Bishop Brennan, today's readings bring us a little closer to the cross, huh?
They do. In fact, we have that image of Moses in the desert with the seraph serpents and God telling Moses, make a seraph serpent and lift it up for all to look upon so that they can be healed. And of course, Jesus, we know, picks that image up in John's gospel. Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so will the Son of Man be lifted up, that all who gaze upon him might have life. And then today, though, he says, when the Son of Man is lifted up, that's the image of him being on the cross. It's being lifted up isn't being held high on a throne. Being lifted up, in Jesus' view, meant being lifted up on the cross. And, you know, I use an image, how often the world is constantly telling us, look down, look down. And you remember the Broadway play, Les Miserables? Mm-hmm. And you remember that song at the very beginning. Every time somebody puts out a message of hope, Everybody shouts down, no, there's no hope. Nobody remembers you. You're never getting out of here. Look down, look down, look down. And I think about that a lot because it seems to me that's the message of the world often to all of us, whether it be in the consumer society saying you're not worth anything unless you have this or that. It's the message of society saying you're not worth anything the way that God created you and all your goodness. The message that's often sent to young people and piled on, you're worthless, look down, or to people when they make mistakes, you know, in a world that permits everything but forgives nothing. We love to kick people when they're down and pile upon them. And yet, what does Jesus say today? Look up. Look up. Look at me. Look at me on the cross. Look at me expressing the depths of my love for you. This is what you're worth. So, yes, and very much so, the readings are taking us to the cross. They're giving us glimpses of what is to happen as we start to move toward Palm Sunday and the reading of the Passion and then the observance of Holy Week.
And at the time that Jesus said that, his disciples didn't know what to expect, maybe similar to what we don't know what to expect next as it relates to COVID-19.
How true, right? You know, we tend to look at what's immediately in front of us. And I think Jesus is calling on us to rely on him and to look deeper, look beyond the things that we're seeing, face up to what we're suffering, be honest with him about it, and yet cast all of our cares on him.
That is truly beautiful. If we could but do that, the next couple of weeks we'll be in great shape as we prepare for Easter, and there's a number of things that are being done differently from the diocese perspective over the next few days to prepare all of us and to unite all of us through St. Gabriel Radio. I know yesterday you announced that we're going to have a diocesan-wide retreat. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, things are shaping up, and the team is working hard, remotely, of course, putting together ideas and working out the details of being able to record that so that it can be broadcast on St. Gabriel Radio and on all of our social media platforms. Father Kelly is working hard on his talks and has ideas, and it's kind of exciting to see this being put into shape. And so that will be on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of Holy Week at 4 in the afternoon, and then again at 7 o'clock at night, thanks to all of you at St. Gabriel Radio.
Thank you.
Yes.
What a great gift.
And then, of course, we look forward to the liturgies of Holy Week and of the Sacred Triduum. So even though, you know, we had announced this week the closure of the schools, and I think we can almost expect that we'll probably hear more in terms of the stay-home order and some of the decisions we'll have to make. This looks like, you know, like we're doing well with the numbers, but it's moving us slowly forward. So as we still feel that the effects of social distancing, and as we're still making our sacrifices, and as we don't really know what's ahead of us yet, we do know that these days coming up are going to be very, very holy days, and we're going to make the best of them, and we're going to seek to encounter Jesus and the depths of his love for us in a very, very powerful way this Holy Week.
You're listening to our beloved Bishop, Bishop Robert J. Brennan, with his Frontline of Hope update for Tuesday, March 31st, the last day of March before we start and venture into April. Bishop, would you like to close us with a prayer?
Absolutely. Just a very simple prayer. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Bishop Brennan. And if you'd like to hear more from Bishop Brennan, his homilies or his addresses or his updates, go to stgabrielradio.com. And now we rejoin our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.